Bez Hashem, we're learning Peleyoitz in Shin 209 on the topic of purity of the heart, which we had quoted a pasuk from David HaMelech, Miyale Bahar Hashem U'miyakum b'mkayim kodshoy. Who is this person that we say in Kapitel Chav Dalid every Sunday and every time we take out the Sefer Torah, or put the Sefer Torah back rather, who is this person that can ascend to the mountain of Hashem, to the Kodesh Kodashim, to come close to Hashem? It's a Nikika Payim Uvai Leivov. It's a person who is Nikika Payim, his hands are clean, there's no theft in his hands, and he's Bar Leivov. Purity of the heart. And the focus here is that the goal, as we had mentioned, as we are post-Pesach in Yemei HaSfira, is to make sure we become avodim to Hashem. Our goal is to be the Ever Hashem. Avodai Heim. Amenas Kein Pedis Yeschem. I took you out of Mitzrayim so you can be for me. Li la'am, you'll be me as a nation. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, in his way of bringing things in a very practical sense, he would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking down at Ocean Parkway and asking, for those who know Flatbush, Brooklyn, they know what I'm talking about. And he would say, is there anyone walking in Ocean Parkway that cares about me? Is there anyone walking in Ocean Parkway that's thinking about me? And the Bar Leivov, Nekicha Payim Uvar Leivov, the purity of the heart, is a person whose heart is yearning for Hashem. Because he makes his heart pure and he doesn't bring avodah zarah, he doesn't bring the incorrect thoughts into his heart. But he lives his day thinking about Hashem. You know what it means to be thinking about Hashem? Thinking about Hashem means I'm thinking about other people. Thinking about Hashem means I'm thinking, maybe a person wants a drink of orange juice. Maybe a person wants a bagel. But we have bagels and oranges here today. For those listening to the recordings, that's why I'm using that example. Right? Thinking about other people is doing what Hashem wants. V'lo yizu bilvad. Furthermore, el afilu liyoyis mifana libel of atol is osur. A person has to be careful not to just take his mind off of Hashem. That is osur. As the pasuk says, al tifnu el alilim, al tifnu. Don't take your mind. Kel midaitchem, says Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mimtes, Amar Aleph. Don't take your mind off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for this reason, he brings that it's also to look at different images that are like Avodah Zarah type images, or images of depictions of certain enactments of what took place in historical points that are not going to keep a person focused to Hashem. It's Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tes. I mean, no nilmoid. From this we can learn. As the Svarim tell us, schoik and kalas roish, lightheaded behavior, doesn't mean you can't make a joke. If it's a good one, make it. That's not what we're saying here. But there's a time and place. In the Beis Medrash, in the shul, during davening, Rachmon Litzlon, Rabbi Isai, you know, there's a melchama going on.
Who's winning?
There's a melchama going on. And we have to ask ourselves a very simple question. Are we still the same people that we were before October 7th, after October 7th? And the answer, if the answer comes out is yes, then I think we have a problem. I'm talking to myself. Now I see myself on the screen, so I'm talking to myself also. Now, could you, I just want to talk about this for another minute, because we're talking about Bar Leivov. Could you imagine that there still could be shuls right now that have this problem of talking during davening? It's mind-boggling. It makes absolutely no sense. It, the same way it makes no sense that there are, the world is against us for being attacked, right? The world is against us for being attacked. It makes no sense. How can people go to shul and talk during davening? Talk during Kriyas HaTorah. Talk during Chazaras HaShatz. Disturb other people. Don't they want their tefillos to be answered? Is that a Bar Leivov? I think we can all agree that's not a Bar Leivov. That's not a person who has a purity of the heart. That's not a person who says, Hashem, I'm thinking about you. Well, I'm thinking about my friend also. I have to tell him something very funny. One second. Hold on. Well, the person says, listen, just like Avram Avinu told Hashem to wait a minute, because he had to go greet the Malachim, so you have to learn from Avram, right? No, that's incorrect. During davening is davening. V'loy dai b'zchiras Hashem. It's not enough just to remember Hashem. El tzorech l'dovka boy. We have to cling to Hashem. It's not enough to remember Hashem. B'chishek v'ava rishbi eshel heviska. He says it's a very hard job to do here. V'zu avoid the kosher. But we have to know what to strive for. We have to know that our heart should burn with love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very easy to forget about Hashem because we don't see Hashem. But it's also very easy to see Hashem. And we can open our eyes and think in the proper way. Altifnu el alilim, and don't go and look at the crazy world that we live around, that's around us, and get influenced. That's what he tells us over here in the Pelayites. He says we get influenced by the poison of the world. And that can affect the purity of our heart. You know, people go to the cardiologist and they say, you know, it seems like you're having a little too much cream cheese with those lox bagels over there. Uh-oh. Too much cream cheese. What's going on? The cholesterol, you got to cut it down. You got to lower the level. The same way there's the arteries can't be clogged. We have to make sure not to clog the spiritual arteries. And we have to have machshavos tahoros, not machshavos zoros, not foreign thoughts, not incorrect thoughts. And all of this affects our health of our spiritual heart. The Pelayites here right now today is being our cardiologist in the spiritual sense. And he's saying, make sure you're a Bar Leivov. You have a pure heart. How do you have a pure heart? Don't do things that will make your heart tameh. Don't feed your heart avodah zarah and the shtusim of the world that are too many to elaborate on. Machshavos zoros v'hirhurim roim and evil thoughts. But a person should say the following psukim in Tehillim Samech Tes Vav, Tehillim Nun Aleph Yudbeis, Tehillim Nun Aleph Yudalit, Leiv Tor Broli Elokim V'ruach Nochen Chadish Bekirbi. I missed one first there. Hatziv Yoyma Hatzileinu Mitit Val Etbo. Save me from the tit, from falling down, and I won't sink. Leiv Tor Broli Elokim V'ruach Nochen Chadish Bekirbi. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, create me with a pure heart. V'ruach nochein. Give me a new spirit, a new outlook. To start anew. Hashiva li sasoy nishecha. These are the psukim. The Pelayot says, say these psukim. You know, you go to the pulmonologist, they tell you go on the bicycle for half an hour a day. You go to the doctor, the cardiologist, do some cardio. Go jogging a little. You go to the peleoids and he says, you got to do all those things as well. Take care of your heart in the physical sense and take care of your heart in the spiritual sense. You know, the Shlach Kodesh says, you say the words, this, and they made it into a song, of Etairli Ben Lov Decha Be'emes. Right? Know that song? Entirely bein lo avdecha be'emes. I'm not a singer, so I can't really sing it for you. You say this, says the Shlach Kodesh 500 times consecutively, it's going to turn your heart around. Because it's a tefillah to Hashem that you're asking Hashem, v'tahir li beinu. Hashem should make our heart tahor, lo avdecha be'emes. So then I have a desire. I want to learn Gemara. I want to learn Mishnah Berurah. I want to learn Torah, Beis Yosef, Tzoyis, everything. You know what can happen? Just like Yaakov Avinu, he had this pull to want to go to Beis Medrash. Daven to Hashem. That we should have a purity of the heart. And when you have a purity of the heart, when you pass by Beis Medrash, you're going to have a pull, a magnetic pull. I want to go inside. I want to be there. We have to try with all our might, with all our strength, with all our energy, to take our incorrect thoughts, the foreign thoughts that are pushing away from Hashem, to change them, fight it with good thoughts, with tayyadika thoughts, with chesed. Maybe someone needs a shidduch. Maybe someone needs help with something. He says, if you need help, call out to Hashem and say to Tehillim, daven to Hashem. Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, Pasuk Kuf Yud Gimel. V'cheheina psukim tachnunim yidaber, and other psukim as well. V'Hashem yeh be'ezroi latzilam yitzroi. And Hashem will be there, help save you, and be able to cling to your master, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.